Bible Today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that's a pretty hot button for some of the Democrats out there. I understand that. Some of the weak-minded ones that believe that government couldn't lie to, believe that somehow, some way, we need to bow and bend at every command of the federal government or the state government, and they are certainly going to do nothing that would hurt us or harm us or destroy us, and that's just an absolute untruth. And I believe that it's time that we wake up, smell the roses and the coffee, and understand that we've been lied to. I'm looking at a headline here that says, COVID social distancing with no evidence, no scientific evidence supporting a 6-foot demand. The COVID social distancing demand spewed out by the governmental agencies during the pandemic marked out 6-foot intervals on store floors for people to wait in line. Let me pause for you. Remember that? Going in the store and you had to look down. There's that little blue round patch on the floor with the set of footprints on it. And you're supposed to stand, put your feet right on those footprints so that you make sure you don't get too close to your neighbor in front of you. You got to stay 6-foot apart because, after all, you need to save the planet. You need to keep from killing somebody. And the mindset was that, especially with the kids, the teenagers, the youngsters, you know, that we're going to kill mom and pop and grandma and grandpa if we go out without a mask on or if we don't have the social distancing. Listen to this further. It says, and kept school children at home. You realize that our schools were closed down across the nation because they didn't have enough room to have 6-foot separations. And all of that was brought about by the teachers' unions that was in the pocket of Anthony Fauci and the NIH organization that did that for M-O-N-E-Y. And yet it destroyed the education of our kids for some 2 years, 2.5 years probably. And this article goes on. It was according to the report of the Federalist perpetrated by former National Health Institute officials, Francis Collins and crew, including the smug and self-righteous Dr. Anthony Fauci, the immunologist who ran the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases for dangerously long time, made a very good living segregating a society at an unprecedented level. The damage done from the scientist sign off on a long and cruel isolation experiment will take a long time to fully measure and fully understand. But the whole idea of a distancing was based on no scientific studies at all. Did social distancing work? Absolutely no, this article says. According to Collins himself, that's Dr. Collins, whose agency at the time threatened in an article 6 foot apart or 6 foot under. Collins was also asked if he believed any science or evidence supported the 6-foot rule, and Collins had to answer, no, he did not. And further, this article states, is that I do not recall or I do not see any evidence supporting 6-foot distances, a COVID subcommittee staff member asked. The report said, he said, I did not see any evidence, but I'm sure I would have been shown evidence at that point if there had been any, end quote. So for our caller just now that was so arrogantly persuaded that the government wouldn't lie to us, go back and understand that. How many listening to the sound of my voice believe that 6 foot separation really protected America from COVID pathogen or the death as a result of it? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we were lied about the source of the COVID pathogen. We were lied by the NIH, the FDA, and the CDC. We were lied to by that. It was covered up. In fact, 50 so-called scientists had signed a letter sent out that they had done the research themselves, and they believed that it was not as a result of the Wuhan, China lab. It was not done by the gain-of-function research, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Only to find out now, within the past 3.5 years, that 50 of them did the lie on paper because they were paid to do so. They were waiting for grants from the NIH, and they knew that if they did not sign the letter, they would not get the grants for their own operations that they were carrying out. Here's an article. The CDC admits COVID shots killed at least 500,000 children. Let me read that again. The CDC admits COVID shots killed at least 500,000 children. A secret report has emerged from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention that exposes the shocking impact of the COVID mRNA injections on American children and young adults. The bombshell report shows that a staggering 500,000 American children and young adults have been killed by the COVID vaccinations themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, that 500,000 was calculated based on a brief period of time between about September of 2021 and September of 2022. So about 1 year calculation, and the rest of the story has not come out yet, that 500,000, 500,000 children were killed as a result of the COVID vaccination. And somebody's dumb enough, stupid enough, ignorant enough, immature enough to believe that the government would not lie to us? I've got news for you. They're in the process of doing so now. They're in the process of trying to get it set up now so that the World Health Organization can administer what Bill Gates is wanting to do, to euthanize as many more people as possible, because the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates together, they want to reduce the population from what is projected to be in the near future about 8 billion down to about 500 million, and they're on the fast track for doing it. And they're planning on now injecting our beef so that when we eat beef, we're taking the COVID vaccination. They're talking about spraying our plants today. And this is not conspiracy theory. I've got the documents that show it. They're talking about spraying our vegetables with the COVID vaccine material so that if you eat the vegetables or if you eat the beef, then you're going to take the COVID vaccination whether you want to or not. We're on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen, for the demise of humanity if we're not wise enough to sit back, and realize the handwriting on the wall and what is taking place. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. So I got to stand up for your fear-mongering here. That's just rich.
it's one of the Democrat loose like lost liberal Democrats talking point. I understand.
Yeah. Dissemination of information that has some basis is not fear-mongering. If you're trying to put out information that'll help somebody, I don't see the fear-mongering in there. One of the gifts that our Lord Jesus Christ gives is discernment, and with discernment, it's freely given to everybody. All you have to do is sit, contemplate the Word of God, and keep your eyes open and your ears open, and use common sense. When it comes to fear mongering, I'll give you a great example of fear mongering, actual fear mongering, that a gentleman did back in the 80s there. To enlarge himself, to enlarge the bureaucracy, which he was the head of in the early 80s there, and that's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Mm-hmm. When the AIDS epidemic first came about there, he had stood in front of Congress and spouted all kinds of nonsense that has been completely debunked since then. He worked hard to attempt to get a vaccine for HIV, and that man had people believing that if you just shook hands with somebody that had HIV that you were going to catch it. So there's a difference in the intent, your intent is to help individuals to avoid unnecessary pain and to use common sense to avoid further pain. Fauci's intent back in the 80s was purely to enlarge his bureaucracy, enlarge his own stature, and to milk the government out of more taxpayer funds, which he successfully did. The CDC and the NIH were small bureaucratic organizations back then, and now they're very encompassing organizations there. And him as a person, you're absolutely correct, he held the purse strings to many a university and research funds, or what do they call that, whatever you do that, you get a grant, you apply for it, and he, the research grant, so he held the purse strings on that and thereby used those very items to, I don't want to say coerce, because that's kind of a bad word, but literally to twist somebody's arm slightly to get them to play along.
Yes.
That's
exactly what he has done. In fact, as a result of that, it caused multitudes of people to believe that somehow, some way, it must be right. And for those that believe otherwise, that believe that this is a conspiracy spirit theory, or believe that somehow, some way, I'm just fear-mongering, or those of us that take a stand for truth, they've been tuned in, getting their news from the Communist Network News, are believing the lies coming out of the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, and as a result of that, they believe that everybody else is a conspiracy theorist, or that everybody else is wrong. It's just simply naivety that causes that, or sheer ignorance, or immaturity, I don't know which, but perhaps some of all three. Jim, you're exactly right. I'm looking at the headline. Senator Paul, Rand Paul, says he has the smoking gun tying Fed agencies, Fauci, to research plan to create the COVID virus, end quote. The article is dated April the 10th, 2024. Senator Rand Paul says whistleblower information ties the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to the grant proposal that sought to carry the experiments out in China with a COVID-19 type microbe. We found out about the first being done by a brave Marine who reported that this research was granted by a proposal back in 2018, who has allowed the Wuhan Institute to create the virus similar to that of COVID-19, turned out to be true after all, end quote. And it's a long article, but Senator Rand Paul happens to be a medical doctor, and an ophthalmologist to be exact, and as a result of that, he has gone to the depth of searching and getting answers and challenging Dr. Anthony Fauci. I call him Sir Anthony Fauci, because when that name comes up, everybody's supposed to bow as though he is absolutely correct, and he is the chief of liars because of the amount of money and profitability that was in the line. And I've got article after article after article talking about what was done in through the FDA using the remdesivir to kill patients. In fact, some 44% of the patients that went in under the guise of having COVID were killed, murdered, as one article puts it, by the remdesivir. You can go out online and research the remdesivir, and there are law firms across the nation that are trying cases now, filing suit against the hospitals and doctors that used remdesivir for the pretense of curing COVID, and it actually killed the patient. So, Jim, we're faced with the potential, though my research is focused on where we've been and where we're going, unless we are serious about what is taking place and just simply say no. But, Jim, thank you so much for your comments, for your input, dialogue, and discussion. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, very simple, quick question. Do you believe there ever was a COVID problem?
Oh, I believe it was, and it was created in with U.S. tax dollars by at the direction of Sir Anthony Fauci and Dr. Collins and others, and it was it was shut down under the Obama administration, and I believe it was 2014 because it was so dangerous. It was at Chapel Hill, the University of North Carolina, being in their lab being researched. It was shut down, and quietly Sir Anthony Fauci took it to the Wuhan lab in China with U.S. taxpayer dollars. Now, the only question I still have, did they purposefully release it, or was it an accidental release? In either case, the truth has come out, and it was debated, you know, for several years. Did it happen in the Wuhan, China lab? Did it come out of the lab, or did it come out of a meat market with the bats, where the bats, supposedly human beings, would eat the bats and it would transmit the pathogen? That was all a made-up lie by the National Health Institute, being carried out by Sir Anthony Fauci. No, I believe it was true. I believe it was real. It was aerosol so that you could breathe it and it would absolutely destroy your life. But a mask was not the answer. And they had millions that were killed by it in China, that they covered that up. This outbreak in China took place in September of 2020. It did not come to light in 2019, did not come to light in America until January 2020. But yes, it was created. It was designed, in my opinion, to be a bioweapon for warfare, chemical warfare. And it was released. I think somehow, some way, it was accidentally released. Surely they wouldn't have done it on their own people, but that's always another question in my mind. It was brought to America. As a result of that, we had millions that died around the world. 17 million is the latest report I had on it. About 1 million Americans that contracted COVID were killed, hear me, killed by the protocol that CDC required to put the patient in the hospital as having COVID. The COVID vaccination and the CDC protocol kill millions in America. And I've got reports about...
Who should we have trusted?
Who should we have trusted? Certainly not, in retrospect, certainly not the FDA and the CDC and the NIH. This is the problem that we have now, Bob, is that we have a dilemmified public. Who do we trust in talking about our medications and our supply of medications and the ingredients and the chemicals that go into the medications? You go to the doctor. The doctor would examine the patient and say, have you had your COVID vaccination? No. And the doctor would say, I really believe you need to have it. It'll protect you. Now we know that the COVID protocol funds out of the CDC funding through the federal government was paying a physician $50 if he'd asked the question, and another $50 if you said yes to the COVID vaccination in your doctor's office. It was all a money game. If the hospital or the medical association would stab a ventilator down your throat, or the patient's throat as I call it, they'd get about $300,000. Some surveys or research shows $300,000. If they kept you in there, if they would enter you into the hospital on the guise that you've got COVID, we've got to put you in the hospital, they would immediately get $17,500 or $48,000, depending on which hospital and the size of it. The whole ploy was a money game and a mass genocide for population control. That's the back picture. And I've got articles now before me on my credential here of what is happening with the NIH, what is happening with the FDA, and what is taking place with Bill Gates behind it and what he's wanting to do. Bill Gates, and most people are not aware of the fact, Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, owns a major portion of the Monsanto company, which is the world's largest agricultural organization. And right at this very moment, they're talking about putting the chemical for COVID vaccination, spraying it on our vegetables, requiring the farmers to do that. Right at this very moment, Bill Gates is paying up to $40 million to governments to inject beef with the COVID vaccination material that does not dissipate with the cooking of the meat, and therefore passing on the COVID vaccination to everybody. There's a game plan that's being set up behind our backs even at this very moment that we need to be concerned about. We need to recognize and take seriously what the government is lying to us about and wanting to do. But
so if we couldn't trust anybody then, it sounds like you're saying this next variant that comes out, we're in really big trouble.
We're in deep, deep trouble. And my concern is, Bob, is the fact that right now the feds are allowing the World Health Organization to have controlling say-so. And I can just imagine, I can just envision that the blue-helmeted United Nations military forces coming into the streets of America, forcing the vaccination, forcing lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not beyond the realm of potentiality based on what we've seen in the past. But, Bob, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, trusting God for his divine intervention. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. You know, it's kind of shameful in one way, but it also lets us know just how much success the D-Democrats and all of those connected to them have had in poisoning the mind of weakened individuals such as that one that just called. Mm-hmm. It seems like they would rather be controlled by lies rather than the truth, and it's a shame. So what we need to do, Dr. Youngblood, as Christians and then our fellow laborers of the gospel, is to make sure that that truth gets out there to stop this deception. Because otherwise, we're going to continue down that path of wrong way. And you're talking about a society that can't recover. I'm looking right now, and I mean, I know some individuals, families as well, especially, that won't even embrace one another anymore because they're so afraid of the COVID. And if you've not had the COVID shot, oh, no, they don't want you anywhere in their company. It's just so bad that this has happened. But certainly we need to get the truth out there.
Brother, you're exactly right, and I pray that our listeners will listen up and understand that we cannot place our faith and trust in man. Our faith and trust needs to be in the Lord. We need to, with everything that comes up, examine it with the scrutiny of God's wisdom, making the determination, the ascertaining whether or not we should participate. I've said no, no, no to anything injected in my body. I've said I don't want anything that, you know, we did. The world did not know what's in those vials. We do now. We do know with the it changes the mRNA in your body. It changes. In fact, I've got article after article after article in relationship to what the COVID vaccinations have done. Looking at one headline that says, researchers blame the explosion of cancer cases among younger adults and the accelerated aging to the COVID vaccination. Another article says, media begins warning public of soaring cancer rates among the vaccinated. Another headline, researchers warn against the blood bank's contamination from the mRNA vaccinated individuals giving blood to the blood banks. Another one says, can be arrested for refusing to wear a mask. 2024, student protesters face criminal charges for wearing a mask, and yet they're talking about going back to the mask requirements for Americans for the potential of what is called bird flu pandemic that they're planning at this very moment. So, Dr. Davis, you're exactly right. It takes God's wisdom, and I pray that for each of our listeners today that there will be the wisdom to make a determination of what should be done and how it should be carried out in their life. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over your question or comment, please. We lost our caller. I believe Lisa was on the line. Lisa, if you're still listening, we've still got a few moments. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, would the government really lie to us? Would the government tell a lie? I'm looking at a headline. Says, Bill, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates pushes vaccination for the food supply in order to fight climate change. Yeah, you heard me right. Billionaire Bill Gates has been exposed as driving the driving force behind a shadowy organization that's now pushing for governments to begin vaccinating the food supply in order supposedly to fight climate change. The Microsoft co-founder has quietly been funneling vast amounts of cash into the firm, a firm seeking to vaccinate all cows in cattle herds around the world that are destined to be in your food chain. According to the report, Gates is the leader of an investment fund behind the chemical pharmaceutical company that is wanting to vaccinate our cattle. According to the company, the vaccine will help reduce global emissions from livestock and save the planet from climate change. Goes on to talk about Bill Gates and other unelected globalists such as the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, claims that the methane from the cow is one of the main contributors to the so-called climate change. In recent years, World Economic Forum and the UN have been demonizing the agricultural industry while calling for the limits on, even the bans on, general public consumption of any meat products. This article further states the report revealed that Gates pumped in $26.5 million in an investment fund he founded, which was then funneled to the Acrobio in the form of Venue Capital Funding. The Gates funding company claims cows create more than 5% of the global greenhouse gases, et cetera, et cetera. He says it will control the cows and their flatulence and their emissions that's hurting the climate, and at the same time, it will pass along that vaccination to the consumer of the beef. Goes on to say in the article, regardless of the food supply, Gates revealed that artificial intelligence will be able to develop a solution to solve the problem of meat consumption around the globe. He revealed plans to use AI, genetically modified cows, to produce the COVID vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of folks listening that might say, well, wow, I didn't know that was happening. That's the purpose of the Let's Face the Issues broadcast, is to inform us on things that are taking place and say, what should we do as Christians? I believe I have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, the about it being released purposely or on accident, I believe it was both. I believe it was an accident at the end of 2019, and they realized how potent it was, so they actually released it, because I heard a broadcast from President Donald Trump himself in the middle of January of 2020 that said, we have accomplished everything that we set out to do except for getting rid of the budget, tackling the deficit. And he said, and now it's time to tackle that deficit. And they knew if he did that, when he did that, they would never be able to return into control of this country again.
Lisa, you're exactly right, and I believe that we have those powers to be at this very moment. And going back to an election, I believe we have the powers to be in this at this moment, coming out of the Communist Network News and out of the Democratic constituents, that somehow, some way, if we can create a large enough chaos, confusion, calamity by another cataclysmic event as COVID-19, that somehow, some way, we can alter the trajectory of where we're going with this election. I believe, without any equivocation, something mega major will take place, that the officials will say that we cannot go out to vote. We need to have voting by electronic devices, which will allow the Communist Network News to protect the Oval Office and its deceit to steal an election. I believe that we're on the fast track for that. And Lisa, the only thing that we can do as Christians is to simply keep praying, keep looking up, ask God to divinely intervene and to control the scenario so that we can be protected by his divine intervention as he did in 2016. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Our redemption draweth nigh. I'm looking at the headline, bird flu virus infection in human beings. The CDC has guidelines, specific groups of people, exposure to the poultry and other infected animals that's now coming into the line of human beings in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the question that I have is, what should we do? How should we then live? I believe that we need to keep praying, keep looking up. I believe we need to go back to the Lord, seek his face, and ask him to heal our land. Thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth, 91.7 and 91.9 FM, we'll examine what the plumb line of God's Word has to say about the vast number of issues swelling around in our culture today. Tune in at 2:30 weekdays for the plumb line.